We're basically going to see three Seifim in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tetes, Seif Aleph, Seif Beis, and Seif Dalet. In Aleph, the Mechaber says, Ochal Bosor Afilu Shel Chaya Ve'oif, Ve'yochal Achrav Gvino. Ad Sheishe Shesho, yes, 6 hours. Ve'afilu Im Shoa Kishir, אם יש בוסר בין השיניים, צריך להסירוי. והלא יש לתינוי, צריך להמתין. After eating בוסר, even if it's chaya or oif, which is the rabbonon, oif is the rabbonon, is yet לא יאכל גבינה. You shouldn't eat cheese, and of course, cheese doesn't mean only cheese, cheese means חלב, also not, milk. He should wait 6 hours. The reason of 6 hours, it's not a din, it's a minig. It's not a din of the Gemara, it's not a Mishnah. The Gemara brings that Anan, lo achlinan mi seuda li seuda. We don't eat from one seuda until the next seuda. The 6 hours doesn't appear in the Gemara. Only from one seuda to another. The Rishonim explain that the normal waiting time between Seudos was then, by Yom Yimahem, 6 hours. 2 Seudos a day, and there was a gap of 6 hours in between them. And that's why the six hours come from. That's the Sarambam, and the Rif, and the Mechaber. The reason for these 6 hours, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam. Yesh Bazeh, the Taz says, Shnei Taimim. One of them is a Bosor Moitzi Shuman, who Moishech Tam, Azman Merube. The Bosor brings up taste for a long time, which is up to 6 hours. And therefore, the Isur or the Minag was not to mix the Taamim, the taste, which is them, the Milchiker and the Fleshiker. Fize, Mishelo Ochal Ela Loyes Letinoik, someone who never swallowed, someone who never swallowed it, only he chewed it for someone else, for a Tinoik, that's Haloyes Letinoik, and Tzorich Lehamtim, because there's nothing to come up. Tam Sheini, Hu Tam Rambam. That, the first one was Rashi. Mishum Bosa Sheben Ashinayim. Bosa Sheben Ashinayim, it's called Bosa up to 6 hours. There's a Pasuk that he brings, a Bosa Odenu Ben Shinayim, the Bosa Ben Ashinayim does not expire until 6 hours. So I mean, Gzeras HaKosu Bada, that loses the Chshivus of Bosa, the Metzius of Bosa, and it becomes a Paramezach after 6 hours. Like if it's digested. Digested means chemically changes. Because after all, the bosor is in the teeth. It's not called bosor anymore. According to the first time, this din of bosor ben ashinayim after 6 hours is not called bosor, doesn't exist. And Bosor ben Ashinayim will stay Bosor until, who knows, until for a long time. There's no gvul of Sheshoyes. So there is a kula and a chumra on each side. According to Rashi, there is a chumra, Alois Letinoik. It's a kula. Alois Letinoik is, you don't have to wait 6 hours. However, Bosor ben Ashinayim stays Bosor for a long time. And according to Rambam, it's Pumfaket. That the Bosor ben Ashinayim expires by 6 hours, and Alois Letinoik and the Alois Letinoik is chayav to wait 6 hours, but at least the Bosor expires by 6 hours. That's the cooler. Bekayim alam keshtehem lehachmir, and we take lehalocha both lehachmir. Lachen the Mechaber paskens שש שויס, ואפילו אם שואו שש כשיעור שש שויס, שקוראים תואר רמב״ם של ביגוד, אם יש בוסר בין השיניים, צורך להסירו. So if you go to sleep tonight and tomorrow morning you feel there is bosser there and 7 hours pass, 8 hours, 10 hours, and you feel between the teeth some bosser, you cannot have a coffee or milk. Tzorek le'asiro, he has to brush his teeth. He has to remove it, not a brush, but he has to remove it. Ve'aloyis le'tinok, tzorek le'hamtin. Aloyis le'tinok, tzorek le'hamtin, that's not very common, but in case that happens, aloyis le'tinok, if you chew for someone else who cannot chew, is tzorek le'hamtin. That's the shita samechaber.
If you swallow the basa ben hashinayim during 6 hours, you have to use 6 hours.
The achronim say that if you swallow the basa ben hashinayim within 6 hours, you have to start all over. Yeah. Within 6 hours, you have to start all over because you ate basa. The tam is the moshech tam. The amount doesn't say. Many times, noshim taste. Erev Shabbos, they taste the food. So the klal would go that if they swallow, they have to wait.
After 6 hours?
If they don't swallow, they don't have to wait. But if they swallow, even if it's a small piece of meat, they should wait. They have to wait. If after 6 hours, so according to Rashi's moshech tam, could be a small amount is not moshech tam. Very possible. That a small amount is not moshech tam. So that is mokom lehokel, according to Rashi. Only Ashir as moshech tam, not a mashu. But the korponim, leman de amar, mishum boser ben hashinayim, brushing the teeth won't help. Right? Leman de amar boser ben hashinayim, if one person wants to brush his teeth thoroughly and use all the systems in order to clean his teeth, it won't help. He has to wait. And also, the Mande Amar, Shesh Shoyes are Shoyes of the clock, not Shoyes Zmaniyot. Normally, Shesh Shoyes are Zmaniyot. Here are Shesh Shoyes of the watch. Shesh Shoyes from eating the meat and not from finishing the Suda. You may eat the meat at the beginning of the Suda and finish the Suda very late. Shesh Shoyes, and of course, you need Siluk to finish the Suda, and you need benching, for sure. Which means if you would have a Suda that starts fleshig, and you wait 6 hours, and then in the same Suda, you will not be able to have milchis at the end. So we're going to bump, it's not going to happen ever, but we're going to bump in the minhag of 1 hour. Those who are noeg 1 hour, or those who are noeg, 1 hour is the most common. Can I have fleshes in the beginning? Wait an hour. You could eat other things, and then eat the milk is at the end. That's for sure not. The Achronim say, the Shach brings the Marshal, that 6 hours or 1 hour, all of them, they need siluk, and siluk means finishing, and brikas hamozen. And it has to be a true siluk. A sincere siluk, not a make-believe siluk, we will eat fleshig, and then we'll bench, and we have in mind to eat milchigs after. And we'll wait an hour in between. If we follow the minhag of the Ramo, which the Ramo says, Ve'yeshomrim, then tzrichim lehamtim shesh shoyes, rak miyad im silek, ubirech b'rikas hamozon mutar. That is only if it happened, emes, it was mesalek. The Gemara says, misuda lesuda, this shita holds misuda lesuda means an hour. An hour doesn't mean an hour bedavka, it means, it is, notice there are two sudas. So if you have the hour, but it's not noticed because the person in his mind was, he planned it like that. He ate the first Suda fleshigs, and the second Suda is going to eat milchig. But in between, he makes believe, he waits an hour, he does a show. But he was never mesalek himself on the first one. So the two Sudas actually are one Suda for this dinim. Mimele won't help unless he's mesalek afonemes, is mesalek. truthfully and sincere. You need siluk. Although the Badei HaShulchan disagrees with this, but I don't know, he disagrees on a marshal. That's him, that's about the Ashulchan. Over them, it is, of course, you need siluk and bikas hamazon between bosar.
According to the Badei HaShulchan, you can bench and have dessert after benching and it's ice cream?
Bediuk. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you could plan a quote unquote siluk.
You need the hour.
After Ramo, the Ramo Shita, you need the hour, because that's what constitutes basically two sudas, a hefsek in between. And the hefsek is an hour. Half an hour, it's always called somuch. Half an hour is called somuch. So once it's not half an hour, it became an hour. It's not 31 minutes. It's very common that by 6 hours, a person has a suffix. Suffix 6 hours. What's the din? Suffix 6 hours, the Achronim talk about Dovar Shesh Lomatirin. Dovar Shesh Lomatirin, any Zach, which has a heter later on, is even if it's a Suffix, and even if it's a Suffix Derabona, and Suffix Derabona, but Dovar Shesh Lomatirin is also the Machaber Paskin. So here also maybe Suffix, Dovar Shesh Lomatirin. Wait. Instead of eating Suffix, wait, and then it will be mutar for sure. You have a suffix if it's 6 hours or five. Wait one more. It might be 7 and 6. Then for sure it will be mutar. Some say it's a problem of Dovar Shesh Lomatirin, which Dovar Shesh Lomatirin by a suffix, even if it's the Rabbanon, is asur. And some say it's not Dovar Shesh Lomatirin because the Achila of now, I cannot have it. The fact I could eat later, that's not this Achila. This achila is impossible unless I'm making. So it's not sofek in Dovar Shesh Lomatirin. Dovar Shesh Lomatirin means the egg itself that was noilat b'yom tov. Yesh Lomatirin, eat it tomorrow. The same egg. There's only one. Be'a shenol da b'yom tov is Dovar Shesh Lomatirin. Therefore, it's not botul afilu be'elef. And therefore, sofek is also osur. Sofek nol da b'yom tov is osur. Because the same egg, you could eat it tomorrow. You eat it once, eat it today or tomorrow. You cannot eat it twice. If Mela is at shetochlenu beisur tochlenu beheter, wait until tomorrow. But in here, I want to eat now milchiks, and I want to eat later also milchiks. So when you tell me this achila I could do later, I lost it now. So it's not dovah sheshlamatiren, it's another beauty like that in a tshuva. And therefore, we are making in Sofek Shesh Shoyes, there is Mokom Lehatir. When you have a Sofek, if it's 6, or if it's 5, or if it's 4, or if it's 3, Sofek Shesh Shoyes. Person in the morning felt, like we said before, that he noticed that he has some Bosar left over Ben Ashinayim. You have to remove it. Yeah. According to the second Shita, according to the first Shita, that Bosar Ben Ashinayim never expires. But you need Haddocha after that. You need Kinuach veHaddocha. You have to wash your mouth and rinse it after removing that Bosar overnighted, which is Ben Ashinayim. The Iker Shoh is Siyag BeAlma. The Iker in the Mande Omar, Shoh Achas, it's a siyag ve'alma. Those who are knowing 3 hours, which I'm sure you have heard of, we don't find a mocker in the poiskim. Efshar Rishon, one Rishon, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Kenzai, it's not even that clear. What's the inyan of Gimel Shoyes? Unless you say again, the shiur between one suit and another was 3 hours, we don't find the Rishonim. The Rishonim say either it's 6 or 1. Choyle she'em bo sakona. A choyle she'em bo sakona hasn't got any of these dinim. When we say choyle she'em bo sakona, doesn't have to be a choyle. Isha beherayon expecting, Isha yoledes, a child, we'll go in a moment, children, tinokot, Chole Shem Basakono don't have this minhag altogether. And whatever the Chole needs, he's allowed to. Surely not 6 hours, and maybe not even an hour. But you need nikur hashinayim, you need to brush the teeth to clean them, and rinsing the mouth, that's for sure. Ktanim, we spoke today about ktanim. And a separate suda, or the broch, in case you didn't eat bread. Tzorche cotton, it's considered chole shem bosakona. Achronim talk about it, not too many, but they do talk. And they mention that up to test shonim lehokel by a child if he needs it. According to the needs, that's very hard to say when does he need it, when he doesn't need it. A child that doesn't go to sleep unless he drinks the bottle and he's 3 years old. And he has to sleep. You cannot say, don't give him. He has to rest. If you give him something else, he won't sleep. If it could be substituted, surely you don't have to give him, or you shouldn't give him. Mm-hmm. If there is no way to substitute it, you give him.
Do you have to
do a doctor? Try to clean his mouth. It's very hard to do that by a child 3 years old. But he has to do adoch as much as he can, correct. Other ages, of course, don't offer him milk chocolate. No reason. But milk is important for a child. It's a vitamins, and so long he needs it, he doesn't have to have a major need, so long he needs it, it's mutar up to nine years old. After 9 years old, seems to be that the person came a machmir, that's the age of chinuch, for other things, not for this. And memela is after 9, 10 mokom lehok. Unless he has a specific case, and he's not bori, he has a special need. The das harashbo in reshmem gimbal and orach haim is that any issur, even an issur, the rabbonon, letzorech koton is mutar, if he needs it. Isu de Rabbanan, Gvinas Akum. It is mutar to give him if he needs it. But that need has to be a substantial need, not stam. Bamed Dvorim Amurim, all this is Bosor and then Cholov. Cholov and then Bosor is Alpi Dina Shulchan Aruch. Dina de Shulchan Aruch is in base. Ochal Gvina, mutar lechol achar of Bosor. Miyad. Ubilvad sheyayim beyodav. If he ate with his hands, today we eat with forks and knives and spoons. But if he ate with his hands, he has to check and review his hands; they are clean. Shelo yeshum dover meagvina nidbok bahem. Veimhu balayla he cannot see it. Bayom yemahem he cannot see at night. Tzorich lerochatzam to wash the hands. The hands are a problem, but that depends. If you eat with a mazleg, with a spoon, a fork, mistama, you don't have to check your hands. Normally, you eat a yogurt with a spoon, there's no reason to suspect you got dirty. Normally, you eat hard cheese, either with a fork or it's in a sandwich. If he handles it, in a chiname. But that is netila sedaim. There's one more thing important, kinuach hapeh v'hadocha. Kinuach is wiping, and hadoch is rinsing. Ve'akinuach hu she'il as lechem, to swallow some, to chew something hard like lechem. Ve'yekaneach piv yofe. Or kol dova she'irtze, chutz min hakemach ve'atmorim. Normally, to eat a piece of bread will be a good kinuach after milchix to eat flesh. Later comes the Mechaber and says, that's also a medvorim amurim, a bosor behema v'chaya. He's going to eat bosor behema. But in bole echol bosor oif, achar agvina, lo tzarich lo kinuach, velo netila, nothing. Maybe Hadocha he needs, but Kinuach he doesn't need, and Etila he doesn't need. Comes an Amor with the Chumra, v'yesh machmirim, afilu bosor achar gvina, exactly like gvina achar bosor. 6 hours. V'chein noyagim. What's noyagim? Shekol she'agvina kosho, en oichlim achareo afilu bosor oif, כמו גבינה אחר הבוסר. תראה מה זה שיטה, which is ראשונים בעצם. And it's based on a Zohar HaKadosh, that these two, in Parshat Mishpatim, that these two ma'acholim, ha'netre michle, these two ma'acholim should not be eaten together within 1 hour. Doesn't matter the order. Whether it's bosar and gvina, or gvina and bosar. Whether it's bosar and cholov, or cholov and bosar. See, it's interesting. It's a shita based on a Zohar, and the Ramo brings it. It's really the Beis Yosef. It's really a Maharam. It's a Mordechai. But the base of it, the Yesod, is a Zohar. But the Ramo makes a pshora. If the gvina is kosher, what is gvina kosher? Everyone has the same problem. Well, what is gvina kosher? It's hard cheese. Okay. So what's hard cheese? So we know there are so many of them, American cheese and all the ones who are similar to it. And it's very important for Shavuos. What was the first meal made out from? From Gvina Kosher, then you need to wait 6 hours. Kosa Bashach, the Shach writes, Gvina Kosher means old cheese, not hard, but old. That is hardened for minimum 6 months. Sheamda Shisha Chodashim. Ve'ataz katav, which is Gvina Metulat. It's not very common, you don't find it very often. It's a Gvina Metulat, some Swiss cheese that is so old that develops some kind of worms by themselves. The cheese, which is mutar to eat, by the way. Gvina shenetanu shenitavu batolaim. What's today's time? Ugvina tzehuva, the yellow cheese today, bizmanenu, hoira chazonish, as there's Dr. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, she'en adoyme legvina kosha muzkeret v'shubba poski. Any hard cheese today. So any pizza that you may question it, is it made with hard cheese? All of them are mutter. Im amda shana, unless it's a year old, not 6 months anymore, a year old, then tzarich leamtin shesh shaot. Das Rav Moshe Feinstein, he brings it in the river Bosefraim, also like that. שהגבינה הצהובה שבזמננו אינה הגבינה הקושו שאחרי החילוסו you have to wait six hours. ואין גבינה הקושו זו מצויה בינינו. וכנדס הרבארון קוטלו זה צהר. But this גבינה הקושו it's not common by us. וכן דבר מוישה מאידך גיסו דבשלום זלמן held that any גבינה which is yellow or gvina meluha salted, that is gvina kosher. Mimela, that's common bizmanenu. Elama, shebizmanenu, it mitkashe becomes hard quicker than 6 months. And today, the hard cheese, you don't need to wait 6 months to become hard. Haofen ha'asiya shel gvina bizmanenu, it's very fast. ואין צריך שישה חודשים, you don't need 6 months, like Zeres HaKosuv, 6 months, nor 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's how hard it is, the harder it is, the more time is Moishech, or the easier it gets stuck into the teeth. The two time in my bosar apply, but the cheese too. Rav Shmuel Vozner, to mer the Shevet HaLevi, הוירו, שכיום שמעמידים אותה על ידי חומרים some chemical ingredients. Mitkasha gvina keilu amda shisha hodashim. So it's also. It's a big machlokes achronim in this. Like I said, from one side of Shlomo Zalman and Shevet Halevi. Now he has a pshara, Rabbi Yoshiv. If a person slept between gvina kosher and achilas bosa, not the gvina is yeshona, but he is yoshan. He went to sleep between the gvina kosher and the bosa. Him yoshan. Achre achilas gvina tzuhuva or gvina kosher, hoira hagrish, shenechshav lehefsek, veefshan lehoker, veaf leachar sheinas hayoim, על פי המבואר בדס קדושים, בלי נשאר דעת דס קדושים, שאפשר לצרף שנת הלילה כסניף להוקל שיחושב כהפסק. ברדי גזח. So in Shavuos, we'll see in a moment, if you take the option of having breakfast milchiks and that is your milchik disuda, if you sleep an hour or two, it's sufficient. You could have the fresh disuda later, and I call mesuda, everything is fine. Even on the Gvina Kosher.
Is that only because it's the next day? Is it because only it's the next day?
No, the same day.
Because the Gemara is talking about that it was the next day. If not, Layachal Ad Mochar.
Oh, that's something else.
So maybe that's what the Gemara
is. Yeah, but that's Chassidus, so that's his Chassidus from that Emoiro. No. He's talking regular sleeping. Im Yoshan Achre Achilas Gvina Tzuhuva. או גבינה כושר, שלנו. הוירה הרב יושב, שאם יושן 2-3 hours, a certain time, נחשב להפסק ואפשר להקל בזה. I don't know, I'm not coming up when he slept. He's sleeping. Doesn't make a difference when he slept. And even in the day, he says, ואף לאחר שינס היום, clearly. והוא על פי המבואה בדס קדושים. Bring to the certain דס קדושים here in Petes. ואף לאחר אכילס פיצה, שהגבינה הצהובה כבר נמסה, it's melted, ואין בה חשש שתישאר בין השיניים, and that yet the Rabbi Yoshe was Moire that has a problem because it's Moshech Tam. So, nidbak בין השיניים it won't be when it melts, unless it's not melted, the cheese the way it is. But at least Meshicha's time there will be. So, I don't know how to paskin. It's very hard to be machriya between these poskim. Who can be machriya between him and the Chazonish and the Moshe and the Rabbi Yoshiv? It's very hard to be machriya. But that's for sure. Sleeping 2-3 hours will be enough.
Isn't the Minhag HaOlam to follow Moshe and Chazonish on this issue?
It is. I'm not saying that. But that's Minhag HaOlam here. Minhag HaOlam in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's like Rebbe Yoshiv. Yeah, Minhag HaOlam here, it's true. Yeah. There is no Gvina Kosher today. Parenthesis, the Sfardim don't have the entire idea of Gvina Kosher doesn't exist for us. It's the Taz who brought it, the Shach brought it, the Mechaber never mentioned it. And it's the Ramo brought it also. So we don't have this inyan from Gvina Kosher b'chlal nishit. There's no makom to be machmir. I mean, a person who is a chosid, he wants to be machmir, that's fine. But there's no makom to be machmir. So now the Seder Hasudas on Shavuos, there's a big problem there. The problem is that whatever we do, it will have a shayla. Making one Suda the first night, like the Ramo says that minak to eat ma'achal echolov the first day, interesting, first day, is those who do it at night, the first night, they're missing simchas yom tov. This is the problem. There's a rosh in brochas in the perek zayin that the madane yom tov, the rosh itself themselves doesn't say it, but the madane yom tov learns pshat in the rosh that Yom Tov is Chiyuv Achilas Pas and Bosor. When the Gemara says you miss Yalev Yovo, you go back on Yom Tov, because if Shar Delo Achil Belo Pas, Zog Temadene Yom Tov Afunort, that if Shar Delo Achil Belo Pas, mit Bosor. Psimena Fosenef Kamina, because En Simcha Elev Bosor, no Bos, you need Pas also. That's why if you miss Yalev Yovo, you go back. But it's not that Pas is enough. In his bosa. So if you happen to take the option the first night or second night or the first day or second day to make one suda fully milchiks, you miss the din of Simchas Yom Tov, which is at night and in the day also. You have to have two sudas. So this is one problem. Darke tshuva. Zov zoktir. That bosa. Dog is basar? Oif, maybe. Dog is basar? Oif, maybe. That's even, it's not even clear. The first sugi and kola basar. But the basar, oif, is also kola basar. But the dos?
And he means according to the svar that don't eat it with milk.
No. Many kehilas do that. The first night or the second night, they choose to have milchiks and the yoytze this minhag. But again, and that's the minhag of Reb Chaim too. And one suda he has milchiks. But many achronim, the darke tshuva bifrat, is made very much on this inyan of not having boson or sudas yom tov. הנה, עיקר המנהג שנוהגים לאכול מאכל חולף בחג השבועות, ראיתי בספר תורת חיים, the famous תורת חיים on חולין, שהעלה כיוון המבואר בש"ס, דעצרת הוא יום תבוח, לנוהגים לאכול בשר, ולכל הטעמים צריך למאכל נמי בישרא, לבד דעצרת זה חיוב בשר, וגם אם אוכל חלב יצטרך בעל כורחו לאכול בוסר, ממילא, לפי דברי הזוהר שאסור לאכול בוסר בתוך שואה, בתחולוב, עד יפתפה לבטל המנהג. למה זה מנהג? But what are you going to do? You need בוסר. And the Zohar says together you can't in 1 hour. So what would you do? There's no solution. והאם אורך מישור שהתפלא על השלוח הקודש שכוסף דבעצרס מנהג לאכול מאכל לחולוב and יש לעשות כינוח והדוחו היטב ולהפסיק בבריקס המוזון ולהמתין שואה אחס וכך יאכל בוסור דהרי זה מברך ברוכת בריקס המוזון על מנת לאכול עוד הפעם בוסור. That is Mevarevika Samozon Aveke Mechin Atzmolechol Bosor, which then doesn't help. The Shloho said, eat milchiks and wash again. Of course, we said because Samozon, and wash again and eat fleshiks. Doctor, that's a plan. Devada Belav Achilo Aya Mevarech, had he not have to do this hefsek in between, even bench because Samozon. So first of all, it doesn't help because it's a hefsek pre-planned. וגם אבקצאס ברוחה שאין אצריחו. It looks like ברוחה שאין אצריחו. על כן עוד יפתפה לבטל למנהג הזה, כמו שכוסה ותורת חיים. So two. First is the תורת חיים, second the אורך מישור. The אורך מישור is in the back of the Gemara. In Sanhedrin. I'm sorry, in Chulin. But who's mevatelet? Who's mevatelet such a minhag? Vani Oimer, kama she minhag ze lechol machal lechol uvu b'chak ashus hevid moran haramo. Mi yavor al ze? And it's a mokon in the Rishonim. Limnoan am minhag. Levada eno nochon, שמעתי בשם ברבים נוהגים שאוכלים בחג השבוע סעוד האחס מאכל לחולוב, והם אוכלים בוסר כלל ביום הזה. וגם זה לא, because the poskim hold that you need to have bosar. The Gemara brings clearly that Yom Atzeres, that's one of the days that there is ribui bosar. Yom Tevo, avachilas bosar, etzel kol adam mine lo gara mishar Yom Tov, no less than Yom Tov. So whatever you do, you are in a problem.
According to this poskim, it's holy. The minhag is not good only if they're using vina kasha.
No, they skip. No. They skip, they don't have bosar altogether. They make one suda, milchitz v'gendikt, finished. No, not in kosher. They have a suda milchitz, whatever they do, and suda's bosar later, maybe 6 hours, whatever it is. But that suda, you don't have bosar, and then it's a problem for Simchas Yom Tov.
What about in the same suda if it's not kosher? Why can't you just have it in the same suda? That's what he asked. Because of the Zohar.
Yeah. You need siluk. Because of the Zohar. B'shoah chodo means in one suda. B'suda chado, b'shoah chodo, the Zohar says.
But the Ravala that means, the Zohar says that only in a case of Gvina Kasha.
No. The Zohar is not only Gvina Kasha. No. The Ramo, it takes mixed pshara. The Zohar doesn't say kosher bechlal.
So the Ramo that has a minig will take the pshara and will eat only if it's not Gvina, don't eat Gvina Kasha. And then you could be mekayem the Ramo in both places.
Yeah. That could be. Hine. Could be. The main part is the next piece. Vezocharti yomi mekedem. כתבין נתליה, when I was very young, ודאר תשובה הסתוקים, ששמעתי מפי אדמור, הגויון הקודש רשקה בהג, מצנזרוב, שאומר שאין דברי השגסרי מוכרוכים, אלא צורך לאכול ביום טוב בוסר בהמה. שגסרי says, the din of בוסר בזמן הזה is only the רבונון, there's no שמחס יום טוב, only בוסר שלומים, long תשובה. והנה שמעתי שיש שאינם רוצים למנוע מלאכול ביום בוסר לכבוד יום טוב, ויחכמו בלילה אוכלים בסודוסם רק מאכלי חולוב, ובסוד השחריס אוכלים רק מאכלי בוסר. That's also not good. גם מנהג זה לא ייתכן. Bottom line, על כן נכון לפניי יותר המנהג שאני קיבלתי מרבויסאי ומאבויסאי הקדושים. לאכול המאכל לחולוב בעצרס תקף אחר התפילו בשעה של הקידוש. Early, right after davening, קידוש. ולא פס, רק בדרך סוד הסערי. ומברכים ברוך האחרינו, וממתינים ברך שו, ויוסף אוכלים סוד השחריס ובוסו ויין, ויוצאים לכולי ארמה, רק צריך לחצות שינו, ויאבס תוקלין מאז, קודם הסוד המאגבינו. וזה המינה גם מובחר לעני וזדייתי ובזה יוצא ידי חובוסו לכולי אלמה. So after the breakfast, a kiddush after davening the first day, the second day, a kiddush right after davening. Finish davening 7, 8, 9, you have a kiddush, a milch of kiddush, and you have it. That's it. Because you know, the minhag of eating milch, it's not a suda, it's a din of cholov. So that suffices enough. This is the best minhag that a person could do. Otherwise, whatever you do, you'll run into a problem of either the kula of having it within one suda, or it's a big kula within one suda. It's going against the Ramo. And the Mechaber doesn't say you need siluk. That's also a shaila. Do you need silu? Do you need a brocha after the cholov? Because there is a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos. And tzorich lehafsik bebrikas hamozon imeno oichel gvina kosher. So the ayin be yoredeya siman petes. Shen tzorich lehafsig be bikas hamozon im eno oichel gvina kosher. It says there. Yeah, it doesn't say anything. Because it doesn't say, therefore you don't need it. Steht nicht klar in Petes, in this Saif here, in Vidos.
The
Ramah, yes. I learned the Ramah again. We read the Ramah. Ramah doesn't say, but Mashmo is the Mechaber. Mechaber doesn't say anything about Pikas HaMozon. Chlanish. אך אוכל גבינה מותר לכל אחרי הבוסר מיד, ולבד שיין ביודו, כנוח, הדוחה, ידיים, that's it. No סילוק. Whatsoever. That's according to the מחבר. And that's the way the ספרדים הנוהג, unless those who are הנוהג על פי הזויר. But the זויר is על פי קבולה, אין כאן הלוך הדיק. That's זויר for us. But the רמו, he woke up with the זויר. יש מחמירים, אפילו בבוסר אחר הגבינה, all together, v'chanoyagim shekol she'agvina kosho is a kind of a pshoro, and ochlim achareya afilu bosar oif, k'moy gvina achara bosar. So forget it, you need a docho, you need everything, you need more than that. You need 6 hours. In the Ramah is a problem. In the Mechaber, zog the Magen Avraham, looking in Petes, at the ganze chumra from the Ramah is in gvina kosho. That becomes like Bosor v'hakach Gvina. But Gvina Raka, there's no Ramo. Maybe there is a Zohar, but there's no Ramo. And then the Ramo is equal to the Mechaber, which you don't need Hefsek or Bikas HaMozon or anything. So according to that Pshat of Magen Avraham, it's easy to do in one Suda, beginning Melchix, and Yadiach, Pi, Ve'yekaneach, Ve'yadiach, Ve'yirchot, whatever he needs to do. And immediately after, you can have Bosar. According to that, Magen Avraham. There is a Sefer, Ber Maim Chaim, from the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, who in Parshas Vayero reads the following. כי אברהם אבינו ברוב חשקוי למצוות הכנסת אורחים לא היה סובל שישבו האורחים. And doing nothing until he prepares this and prepares that, and he would bring whatever he prepared first. Not until the ganze suda he gave great. Listen to what he says. והיה ממתיק כל דובה שתיקן לכן, מיד שבואו האורחים, שם להם חמו וחולו, because that he had ready, לפני שיתקן הבוסר. ובין גבינה לבוסר, אין צורך לישוס כלל, כי אם הדוחו וכינוח הפה. So he was ready to bring the לחם בשביל כינוח. באפשר לישב בזה, קושי אז חזל, תגמור הפרק, ואילו לחם לא הייתה כמיהו, he didn't bring the לחם, he said, ואיך חפץ לחם, he never brought it. כי תדע, אף שאין צורך לישוס בין הגבינה לבוסר, מכל מקום, פיקס המוזון, ודה בעינן, כדי שיהיה סודה לסודה, ואף שכוסה ומגן אברום, שעין ביורדיה, בפטס, שאין צורך להפסיק בפיקס המוזון בין גבינה לבוסר, המאיין ביורדי השם ימצא לא ככה. אופן, ממש אגנס למוגן אברום. המאיין ביורדי הנשים הפטס ירא אשר ודאי צורך ביקס המוזון גם בין גבינה לבוסר. וזה בורו למאיין שם באמס. ואין דרך לעשות שתי סעודות, זו אחר זו מחולוב, ובוסר בקביעוס גומור, because that is, לכן לא הביא כלל עתה הלחם, כי מחמו והחולוב וכינוח, אז appetizer, קודם קביעוס הסודה. So comes that to be Avraham Avinu did exactly what the Darkei Tshuva says to do. He brought חמו וחולוב as an appetizer, לכינוח. Had he bring the bread before, then he has a problem. Therefore, he brought the cholov and the chema as an entree before the lechem. If he has the lechem before, then he needs a hefsek in between, and he didn't want them to wait and waste time. And he is a person who is very makpid on achnosas orchim, constantly they should have food. Don't leave them 1 hour without anything. He therefore, agav is choleg on the Magen Avraham. Agav, without dovar pashut hazoi bayem. Every time, if you look in the Minchas Yankev, which is the Mefarish, on the Teras Chatas, on Yoredeya, he reads hazoi. Minchas Yankev is in the bottom of the Teras Chatas. Uleinian sudas atzeres v'yesh nimnoim me'le'echol gvina b'sudas mincho shel atzeres lefi she'erichu b'tfila ad chatzi hayom o korov loy u'misham v'ad sudas mincho le'kashiu shisha shoyz v'yesh en choshishim lazeh kema shu ta'ev le'echol v'nit'akal ha'ma'achal. He is Michael between the Boser and the Gvina, Faket. The first Suda was Boser. And then you can eat a Cholov in Suda San Mincho. So there was a later Suda San Mincho. After Mincho, there was a Suda. Lek Ashiu Shisha Shoes. V'yeshen Choshishim Lekach Ela Choshishim Shinehem. אבל בזמן אחר אין לסמוך על זה. Only בשורס. But the כנסת הגדולה רואות כוסה, וזה לשנו. ואף על פי שאני מן הנוהגים שלו לאכול גבינה ובוסר בסוד האחס, וכמוקום לקיים המנהג לאכול מאכלי חולו ביום השבועס, אני אוכל מאכל חולו קודם, ואחר כך אני מברך ברכת המזון, ואחר שו אני אוכל מאכל בוסר. It's also a problem of, is it really mesalek, is not mesalek? But again, the best would be, like we said before, doing like the Darkei Tshuva, or like the Ben Mayim Chaim said in the Avraham Avinu, to have the cholov before, and to have only cholov, and not lechem bichlal, and you have a brocha achroina, and that's enough.
What about the
zeicher
to the
shtei
lechem?
Oh, so maybe in Mizoinus, that's also Zechel Eshtei Alechem. Maybe you don't need pas for Zechel Eshtei Alechem. It's a good nekuda. And maybe once you eat Mizoinus with cheese, it's a cake, it's a pesazach from Mizoinus, that's also Zechel Eshtei Alechem, which were made out of kemach, of chitim. Does it have to be pas for Eshtei Alechem? Or it's enough kemach from chitim, the kind, the species? Boss?
And an hour later. Because you're not going to wash
it out
later.
No.
It doesn't look any different than any other day. Any Shabbos morning.
Fine.
Make
fine. Not to be look. But now you eat lechem for shtei lechem. You eat a mezonos for shtei lechem.
You too, though.
Now, neither let you have another one. So one is bread, one is mezonos. Therefore, what? But this chidush at the Amechadesh, because it's a chidush. Between cholov and bosor, you need hefsek because samoza, v'ushtet ha-zazach. Where in Shochanot is such a thing? And in Gvin Orako, even the Ramot doesn't say it. See, Bazei is ongenomen, but them is davar poshut, that between cholov and bosor, you need siluk and because samoza, vu. Where? Mechaber for sure not. The Ramo also not. The Ramo is masking to the Mechaber in Gvina Rako. There's no Ramo in Gvina Rako. The ganze Ramo is in Gvina Kosha. The shtei alecha you can make with mezonos. I don't understand.
Well,
the mezonos from the morning is sufficient.
Says they should have the same
suda. So the mezonos itself is two. Like two pieces. I don't know how.
Before the suda, the rabbi is saying to do.
Yeah.
That's part of the same suda.
Being the same thing. It's all
the same. It's the same.
It's not to be the same.
It's not have suda within
the. So long it's together with the cholov. The suda's cholov should have shtei lechem. What shtei lechem? Two chales. Shtei lechem is two different challahs, two different two pieces are not enough. Two shtik lechem are not enough for shtei lechem. It has to be two different challahs. Because they were baked like that, you mean? They were baked two different shtei lechem.
This is all according to the Zohar.
All this is because the Ramah and the Zohar.
The Ramah's fine.
The Zohar that the Ramah cares for. The Zohar that Ramo cares for. V'chein no yagim shekol shagvin hakosho en oichlim achareyo afilu bosar oich.
So the Ramo believe in Hashem with bread itself is
going to
be
no problem. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, if you do in the morning with bread, that's also fine. It's even better. Yeah. But again, this chidush that the Achronim HaMechadesh that you need Birkas HaMozon after Cholov to Basar, that is a Dovar Chudosh Meod. Connected to Shulchan Aruch. Connected to Shach and Taz, no one mentions anything that on the Daf itself. Few more Horos that we have to remind the Olam is in Saif Dalet, Misho Achal Gvina, Roitze Lechol Basar, Tzorich Levayer Me'al HaShulchan, Shiyure HaPas, She'ochlu Ima Gvina. So the pas has to be changed. Unless the pas is a big loaf of bread, that the oilam is nizhar, that everyone on the table is nizhar not to touch it with unclean hands. But shiure ha-pas, the small shtiklach, that were used already, that were touched already, you have to remove. Not only that, but the mapa has to be changed. Or the mapa change, or may mistama also mistama the other side of the mapa. But the other mapa, the other side of the mapa, Mislam is muta, right? To change the mapa on the other side. Could we wash mapas? A mapa, a tablecloth. It's washable or you need the milk sheets and flay sheets? Huh?
You use disposable.
No, we use the good ones. Could you use the same one for chometz, matzah, bosor, cholov, treifes, ksheires? The same. Could you rent tablecloth from a rental? From a rental, they rent chairs, tables, and tablecloth. Could you? They wash them thoroughly. Would you rent tablecloth for Pesach from a trefe company? Avelos, trefes, bosov, cholov, and chometz, everything together. Huh? You have to have separate tablecloths. The olam is machmir. No, I think so. No, the olam is machmir. That's not al pidin. Washing a baguette is more than agala, filo. No? Washing a baguette in a washing machine.
You would have to wash. You can't take off the crumbs and clean it.
No. You have to wash. Yeah. You have to wash. Sure. No, we're not talking about you think it's dirty. You see, it's dirty. Is washing enough? I always had the question, is washing enough? Or rentals of treifet, tablecloths, they are companies who rent out. Kelim and tablecloths too. And napkins and everything. The Mechaber says only, the Ramos says the Mechaber, Shasur ala mapa she'achlu babosor. The Achronim said that washing is sufficient. Everyone says that. So and the treifes too then. And chometz also. And then to be careful with the sakin. Sakin is a minhag that Ramo brings at the end. Not to use the same sakin that you slice meat. a minagu that you should have three sakinim. Nahagu Yisrael liyot lahem. The Ramos has two sakinim, but the minag is three. Shnei sakinim belirshom echad mehem shielo heker v'nahagu lirshom shel halav v'en eshanot minhag shel Yisrael. That's two sakinim to cut the cheese and the meat and the pat. Pat is something else. Not to cut the pas with the sakin of cholov, and not to cut the pas with the sakin of bosor. So therefore you have three sakinim, one for the pas, and one for cholov, one for bosor. So avad the b'shas that you change in one suda, you have to change all that. If it's from one to another. People forget about the sakin. That's the minhag. The minhag is not to rely on although neitza is good, neitza bekarka is mutar, and mistama, if neitza bekarka is enough, mistama washing it in a dishwasher, washing it today, the way they washed kelim today, mistama, that should be also enough, which is not clean in Poskim. Whenever you need neitza bekarka, it's washing, like today we wash with thorough in the dishwasher, hulu the hulu, is that enough? I feel in Timtzilomar is enough, but the minhag is not to rely on that. And therefore you have to have two sakinim and one for the pas. So the pas stays part of it. Otherwise the pas will become whatever the sakin is. Echad the boso, echad the cholo, echad the pas. Other things, for example, salads and dressings and anything else that goes on the table. It again depends how you use it, depends how careful they are, the people, depends how many people you have at home, depends on the kinderlach, on the children, depends how you control it. Or bevada and avadai, that it's better and it's mehudar to have everything separate so you don't mix from one to another. Even the salt shaker, the oil is machlir. Unless if the oil has shyless questions, I guess we will stop here.